On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU softball team, off of their spring trip down to Florida. NSIC season set to open up this week, but with all the snow, hard telling if they're going to play or not. Senior pitcher Kelsey Saralampi with us. Now that Courtney's gone and you're, quote-unquote, the go-to person on the pitching staff, how's your role changed? How have you approached the season maybe differently than you have in the past?
It's really different being the senior pitcher because I've always had someone in front of me that I've looked up to, you know, help me out, and we'd back each other up. But now this year, I don't know, I guess it comes down to, you know, I'm looked to throw seven innings a day with doubleheaders, and Allison and Allie coming in from the hockey team have both really stepped up, and they're really embracing their roles too of, you know, we all back each other up and fill each other's spots in when one of us can't complete the job.
You are 4-5 right now in 11 games. You've started nine complete games and seven of those nine starts. So there you're getting the job done. You're eating up the innings anyway. How does your conditioning before the season begins change knowing that you're going to have to throw a lot?
I've never really been a pitcher that's thrown a full seven innings, but this year it was kind of just like, you know, you have to. That's your job. So we did a lot. We've been doing a lot since we got back of pitching. Like, we do seven-inning, like, simulated games and just a lot of work, you know, at practice, throwing a lot of live and getting used to seeing how our pitches move and how batters adjust to them and seeing what works and what doesn't.
The more you go into a game, what goes first, legs, the arm, or your brain?
Definitely my brain. Definitely.
You need an experienced catcher then to come out and calm me down and regroup, or is that all on you?
Well, this year we have Michaela Osterman. She's a freshman, and she's really good behind the plate, and she can totally tell. She saw a lot of it in Florida when I'd get worked up, and she'd come out to the mound and be like, "You're okay, you're fine." She's just super calm and super quiet, and she's pretty good at calming me down and noticing when I'm getting kind of wild. So she comes and talks to me and makes things better.
The offense has helped the entire staff out a lot more this year, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely. Florida was definitely a big confidence booster, I'd say, for our offense, realizing that we can hit the ball, and we had so many home runs that it was unbelievable.
Once conference play starts, you know how much more difficult it is than the teams that you played in Florida, the teams even that you played. You did play a couple of conference schools and non-conference down in St. Cloud in the cities before, but can you even compare and get the freshmen ready for what's going to come here come league play?
I mean, I think it'll be a big wake-up call for them, seeing the difference in speed and movement of other teams pitching. But I think in Florida that we just gained that confidence that we can hit the ball, and now up till we practice, you know, until conference play starts, it'll be adjusting to higher speeds and more movement, and I think we'll be able to adjust. We've got a lot of good hitters on the team this year.
You've been here for long enough to have played under a lot of different coaches, unfortunately. How has stability in the coaching staff just helped everything go smoother here in the first couple of months of the season?
It's been really nice because every year when we come in, it's kind of a guessing game as to who you're going to get and what's expected of you. And this year coming in, I knew what my role was going to be and I knew what coach expected of me. So it was a lot easier, you know, changing my role into being a captain and growing as a leader. And now coming into the season, knowing what's expected of me and then helping myself relate to everyone else and their goals of what's expected of them.
What's your major and why'd you choose BSU?
I'm a nursing major, so that's kind of hard to do sometimes with softball, but I came to BSU mostly because of softball, and then nursing ended up falling into place for me, so it really worked out well.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.